You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young, also in the studio, I think, and Dom.
Hi, Dominic Lee
is our producer. You know, it's amazing. I was listening to Schwab on the way in.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised at how Civic Media has made the show producers stars. You know, companions in the travel here in Radioland.
Right. Yeah, the producers get highlighted just, quite a lot now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Because I am a star, you know?
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, you're on your way, man.
And, you know, it's, my birthday's in a week, too. Like, everything's falling into place.
What the heck?
Excellent.
It is falling into place.
Yeah, who is Schwab's producer? Conrad.
Conrad, yeah.
Yeah, he's become a big star. Just, you know.
Now he has, yeah. His quiz. I don't know how it comes up with those quizzes, but.
Well, we have the WMDX poll at the WMDXradio.com website.
Yes.
We have the poll. I haven't checked it yet this morning.
Is it still on?
Yes. Okay. What do you mean, is that still?
It is still on.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah. Hey, it looks like it's bright and beautiful this morning, although it's kind of hazy sunshine again.
It is. You know, driving in, looking at the sunrise.
Yeah.
The sun is just a hazy ball of orange, and normally I don't think it's that hazy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So are we affected again by the smoke coming down from Canada?
It hasn't stopped.
No.
Yet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That and pollen. Yeah. And pollen's pretty high, I think.
Wow. If the sun were kind of, you know, smudged out like this in the morning because of pollen, we're in real trouble.
We are in trouble.
I remember this morning, Gordy was sneezing a storm in the studio today. Yeah.
As soon as I got in the studio, started sneezing.
Wow.
So some of it's infiltrated inside of our air filtration system. I was just checking back to the poll here, the WMDX poll, which
you
can get at WMDXradio.com. Art Fair, what is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison? That's the question that's on the poll. Excuse me. And Art Fair on the Square has 16.7%, Farmers Market 33.3%, Madison Night Market 25%, and Concerts on the Square also 25%. So the Farmers Market is leading the poll right now, but you can go on there and you can go on there and vote yourself.
I think the Madison Night Market is really picking up steam.
It is, and it happens this Thursday, and we'll be there with our booth right across the street from our studio here on State Street, and should be good.
Well, you're hiding the best part of it.
We're going to be giving away a few of our John and Gordy T-shirts.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine today. Yeah.
Well,
you were wearing it yesterday.
Well, yeah, I had a hard time continuing to wear it. It's starting to feel a little stiff, you know. So you can wear it just so long, and then it seems to have a life of its own.
You have to launder it every once in a
while. You prop it up. You can stand it up on a chair.
Okay. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Oh boy. So
I'm wearing my old MAD T-shirt.
Oh yeah, get mad. Yeah, that's good. Looks good after all these years.
Yeah,
it's got to be 30 years old.
Oh, it got to be at least that. Yeah.
So let's see, weather-wise today. Right now it's 54 degrees. Do you have your WMDX watch on? Samsung watch?
I remembered it this morning. Sunset, by the way, is at 8:37 tonight.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to just stay up for that.
I think there's a full moon tonight too.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have 55 degrees just changed, and the predicted high temperature also just changed.
Yeah.
76 okay. possible today.
Well, let's see if that matches up with, what are we going to use today? The lottery ball machine? Let's do that.
All right.
Why don't we get to that?
All right.
Sure. Firing this thing up, you know. Sam went to the trouble of, you know, fixing this thing over the months.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Still get to use it. First number is 7.
Oh, boy.
Here comes the second ball. It's 4. 74 is the predicted high by the lottery ball machine. Okay?
I can't remember what I said.
It's my
attention span. 76.
76.
Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Also, Brittany Merlot will be here.
We got a 100-pound dog in the lineup this time around.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Really?
Okay. I was looking at the pictures. They are.
All right. Well,
yeah, we got good
pictures. We didn't get pictures for us, but we'll have to wait and see.
It's a surprise.
We got a, we'll have to share those pictures on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to that. I'm sitting over here just nodding my head. I'm agreeing. Yes.
Glad you're not opposed.
Can't wait.
Let's see. Shall we get to the history items or the National Day calendar that we're going to ignore?
Again? Well, we decided not to. I keep bringing that up. Decided not to do the National Day calendar.
If we were doing it.
But if we were doing it, what would be the days?
National Frosted Cookie Day? Who doesn't love a good frosted cookie?
Well, I hate the frosting on cookies.
Here's something you and I can relate to. National Forklift Safety Day.
I used to drive a forklift too. That was fun.
Oh,
they were electric.
Great time.
They had a great pickup.
You guys are forklift certified?
Yes.
No.
certifications back then. OSHA was, it didn't even exist back then.
Yeah. Well, it's somewhere LP driven.
Yeah, that was the kind I drove. It's National Egg Roll Day. Okay, who doesn't like a good egg roll?
Well, where you can get some really good egg rolls?
Where? Oh, at
Aldi.
Aldi's, yes.
Yeah, they have excellent egg rolls.
They really do. Yeah. They keep them hidden away, too. You got to find them.
Well, you know what? They keep changing
so
the location.
Popular. I know. That's true. It's National Call Your Doctor Day. Just say hi. Call your doctor, leave a message.
They love that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
National Herbs and Spices Day.
Yeah, you go to Penzi's Spices.
They're great. Oh, they are.
Very progressive.
National Black Cow Day. Okay.
Black Cow.
I keep telling my kids about Steely Dan song, Black Cow. What?
I keep telling my kids about black cows, and they won't try it. They just won't try it. Yeah. Mixing two things together doesn't work for them.
I keep trying
to convince them, mix two cereals together. You'd be, be surprised at the taste.
Surprise yourself.
Yeah. And black cows. What do they suggest using? Root beer?
I think root beer was typically used for black cows. I'm trying to scan through here.
But one of the interesting combinations would be Guinness and ice cream.
Guinness and ice cream.
Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
That'd be a great black cow.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's normally just
ice cream and root beer.
Root beer and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
That's what...
Simple.
That's the suggested combination. National Iced Tea Day.
Mm.
And one of our favorite days.
Yes.
National Ballpoint Pen Day.
No. Don't.
Don't get us started.
Don't do it.
We know the worst ballpoint pen.
We get into
arguments with Catherine about this almost weekly.
What is ballpoint? She brings in these old fashioned
horrible big pens with big eight different sides to them.
Yeah, the pen.
It's just those corners. And they always
hurt
smudge
your finger.
They smudge. They suck. I don't know how they're still in business after producing those.
In fact,
pens.
When she brought them in here, we both were. Do they still make those?
We used to use them as pea shooters.
Right.
You take the ink out and you shoot a spitball.
Spitballs.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the days.
Now,
that's all they're good for.
The best pen, of course, is the Pilot G2.
Oh, boy. Those are really good pens.
These are nice pens.
Yeah, they are.
I get the wide ball. It is 10.
So celebrate National Ballpoint Pen Day. That's the National Day calendar.
We never cover the national calendar anymore, but it's always good
to check it just in case. Do we have any history there, Dominic?
Yes we do.
Tell us, please.
Yeah, these are going way back. 1847, the Chicago Tribune published for the first time.
Yeah.
And then in 1933, Mount Rushmore started being built.
What?
And then
that's me.
No, it's mine.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, sorry, it was okay. Having some trouble with the headphones here.
And then in 1752. Ben Franklin tests the lightning conductor with that kite flying experiment.
Yeah,
first time. There we go. Kind of boring history today. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
It seems you know the whole Ben Franklin kite test still
thinks it's legendary.
For me, this seems
like it was just a made up story,
like chopping down the cherry tree, right?
Right. Yeah.
This doesn't sound
George
right
Washington
to me.
Thing.
And now, you know, the Mount Rushmore thing started being built at the time, but now they're going to start again and do...
put Trump on there?
To Trump, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
They're thinking about it.
They noticed some orange rock, and they thought they could put his face up there.
Orange rock. Sure. Okay. Well, that's it for the history.
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple of emails here I want to mention.
Oh, okay. All right.
Find them now.
Did not see those.
Where the heck did I go? Oh, here. They're right in front of me here. Well, you know, every once in a while we get an email. We have an email address.
Oh, yes, we do have an email address now that we have the WMDX website, right?
Yeah. I think it's jag@civicmedia.us, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Dom's shaking his head like he knows.
Definitely.
You know our email.
Smile and wait.
Okay.
We've been here for almost 2 years.
We can never remember.
We don't know what it is. We have so many other stories.
Well, it gets
to
forwarded
cover.
To our other emails, so that's why we don't.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I think.
Pacific Media.
I don't know how that works. Hey, folks, here's an email. Hey, folks, just wanted to say thank you for the June 7th Brewer tickets. Went with my daughter, son, and his friend, who had never been to a Wisconsin professional sports game. The son went to the bathroom in the ninth inning and missed the walk-off homer by Caleb Durbin. It was his first game, and he missed the walk-off homer. He was in the bathroom.
She's asking for a do-over on that?
No, but thank you, Terry, for thanking
us. Those bathrooms
us.
Always take so long.
Well, that's it. Oh, there's always a long line.
That's right.
Now, this is interesting from Dan Elsis. Remember, he was in here talking about the Guns to Gardens Project.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On behalf of First United Methodist Church in Madison and the Guns to Gardens Project, we'd like to thank John and Gordy for highlighting our June 7th Safe Gun Turnover event on your talk show.
Oh.
Listen to this. 8 different people brought in a total of 23 firearms, including 6 handguns, 15 long guns, shotguns, and .22 caliber, and one rather old military-issue rifle and one BB gun. One woman... named Jen brought in 7 rifles because, she says here, I heard about your event on the John and Gordy Show, which I usually listen to every morning. Well, thank you, Jen, for thanking them. And she was rewarded for her donations with $700 in grocery gift cards for donating those guns.
Almost better she brought it there than here in the studio.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. Let me continue here. Ignore your comments here. As always, all salvageable gun parts are forged into garden tools by Reverend Jeff Wild. And then sold to provide more money for donor gift cards. So thanks again for your assistance promoting this and the other Wear Orange events in the area in recognition of National Gun Violence Awareness Month. That's Dan Elsis, the event organizer. So that was great.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep in touch with them and maybe talk about some of their other future events.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Good deal. All right.
I can get into that.
Yeah.
Taking guns off the streets.
You bet. 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Tuesday morning. Back with more of John and Gordy.
That's right.
After the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Are y'all ready for some hot fun in the summertime? Sly Stone, that's the music I grew up on. Yeah. Grab your lady. Grab the picnic basket. Let's go out to the park, baby. Yeah. Drop top.
In the spring, I'm here. She loves that.
Wow. Okay, man. That's Sly, you know. He did a lot of record producing way back.
Yeah, he actually started out as a DJ.
Yes.
And yeah. Then got into record producing and putting his own band together. Died yesterday, 82 years old.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, he was amazing. If you've ever seen the Woodstock movie, his performance at Woodstock in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., whenever it was amazing.
It was.
It's really the highlight of the Woodstock movie, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, I'll have to check that out. I can't remember the movie anymore.
He played the song High. I Want to Take You Higher, and it's just really great. Just a really great moment. Anyway, Sly Stone, 82 years old. So here we are on a Tuesday morning. Bless you. Would you like a tissue? Are you okay?
No, I'm trying to cough here, but I can't do it.
Well, I started sneezing as soon as I walked in the studio here.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's something going on.
Really high pollen count, probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
I probably have announcements on my watch here in regards to the high pollen count.
Do you?
Yeah.
Air quality alerts?
It tells me all the time what's going on. You know, sometimes when I go back into the history on the watch, it's ridiculous, it's
too,
you know.
Too much information.
I think, you know.
Does it tell time, too? Because that would be a bonus.
It does. It's hard to find, but...
Yeah. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. That's coming up in about a half hour.
All right.
And let's see.
Well, you know, some of the headlines.
Oh, we've got the Best of Madison Award we're going to talk about. And
we should.
The Wisconsin, the Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll reveal the next
keyword. What's the word?
I know what the word is, but I'm not telling you. I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, what is it about?
It's not about anything that you... I'm not going to tell you what it's about. Don't worry about it.
Just give us a hint.
I'm not hinting anything.
Why don't you just prepare a hint
please,
tomorrow?
Gordon.
I don't want to surprise you asking you to come up with a hint but tomorrow. Could you think of one tomorrow?
If I think of a hint today, you know, I'll give it to you here.
Right.
In the next half hour.
Ah, you're just appeasing me. All right.
Yes, that's what
all right,
I do.
That's...
Yeah, we'll take care of that, John. Don't worry. How many times do you hear me say that?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man.
All
I
right.
No.
What do you want to start with today? Should we go to the L.A. Situation?
The L.A. situation is just getting worse and worse.
Got a few minutes here.
You know, Trump has called out another...
Couple thousand National Guard
troops.
And he's got the Marines coming.
Well, Hegseth has the Marines on the way from Camp Pendleton. It's just like pouring gasoline.
Sure.
On the fire. I mean, that's what they're doing, and Newsom is right. This is a wholly created event from Trump.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yep.
And he just wants to make sure that, you know, this will not only happen in L.A., but it'll catch on all across the country. Everybody's going to see this happening and protest all across the country. And, of course, you know, we've got the big event in Washington, D.C.,
oh, yeah, his birthday party.
On Saturday, yeah. Well, it's actually the military's birthday party.
The Army's.
250 years.
Yeah, the Army's birthday party. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but he's adopted it now. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
And, Jesus, tanks.
So all the video of the tanks moving
being
in.
Trained
yes,
in.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. So all that's in our future.
You think that would have a major impact on the real road there, you know, the
yes.
weight of those tanks
yes
on the rails,
well on the rails and on the streets,
well eventually on the streets,
on the streets
those
yes.
streets are going to be tore up, that's for sure,
that's all there is to it. Yeah, well then, and that's all scheduled for Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the event across the country here?
I think it's No Kings,
the No Kings Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's also scheduled for Saturday. And there's something like 1,500 events. I mean,
all around the country. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got one in Madison here. All that's kind of coordinated.
This is
by
so
that.
Grotesque.
Yeah,
so
right.
Unbelievable just to watch something like this. And my my mega friend in Milwaukee, I talked to him about this. I said, what do you think of ICE grabbing people off the street and disappearing mm-hmm. them? I mean, and kids as well. And he goes, I'm all for it.
Really?
They're illegals. Mm. You know, and I said, you know, calling them a name like illegals, they're undocumented immigrants in this country. They're not illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, yeah, well, that's you talking. You know, yeah, well, that's how we should be referring to it, unless you just want to continually punch down on everybody.
Right. Well, that's it. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this, though. I mean, just the way. I mean, this is the first time the troops have been called in, you know, here since I think Lyndon Johnson did it for some of the marches in the mid 60s, just for protection.
Right.
For the people that marched during the civil rights era. And then Nixon called out the troops around 1970 mm-hmm. to deliver the mail because the U.S. Postal Service was.
Wow.
Was striking at that time.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Wow. He called in the National Guard to deliver the mail for a few weeks.
That explains our mailman.
Anyway.
I just thought it was like dressed like a military guy day today or something.
Back in 1970? You remember that, huh? Okay.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is, what he doesn't get is how fearful people are in this country seeing troops walking around the streets, walking into our schools.
Yes.
It's kind of scary, and he doesn't see that at all.
It's the chill factor. Oh, I think he knows exactly how it's going down.
Yeah.
Okay. 29 past the hour. Back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Wow. Okay.
Idiocracy.
Man.
It is 635, 92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer. And it's bright and beautiful this morning. Temperatures a little on the cool side, mid-50s. We'll get into the mid-70s later on. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They emphasize passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they offer individualized care, not one-size-fits-all. It's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can get a free hearing test to get started there and then make an appointment right on the website. Helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
Jim, all right, well,
Jim and Sarah will set you up.
Well, okay. L.A. is blowing up.
Oh, boy.
I just saw a clip where these protesters were running from the police, and some incendiary device went off. It's like firecrackers, you know?
These flash bombs or whatever they call them.
Yeah, they're amazing, right? I mean, it's just crazy how it spreads out like some kind of, you know, firework. So anyway,
well, they're shooting rubber bullets at people. One of them hit a reporter yesterday. I mean, they're just
injured his leg, and a female reporter was just standing there. We saw the guy aim his gun at her and shot the rubber bullet right at her.
Right.
But anyway, we were talking about just how crazy this whole thing is now that Trump has ordered Marines in, actually, besides Hegseth, and added more National Guard troops to L.A. This is just getting more and more ridiculous, not ridiculous, but dangerous. And obviously things are getting completely out of hand, and simply because they're loading up the military. I mean, look, it's just...
Yeah, we're watching video of some tanks and some trucks.
And troops.
Not tanks, but trucks, yeah. Troops being
just ridiculous.
Moved in. Yeah. 700 Marines and 4,000 National Guard members.
It's just straight warfare.
The totals right now, yeah.
Well, he's creating a situation where he can call the Insurrection Act in play.
That's what he wants to do.
That's what he wants to do.
Keep ramping it up.
But, you know, let's get a calming voice in all of this, okay? I mean, this, I'm panicking myself, but let's get a calming person. A person just describes it in a very, very soft way so we can understand and kind of, you know.
Who are you talking about?
Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson has a way. You know, he.
The Speaker of the House? He's very calm.
He's a Christian nationalist, and he really believes that, you know, God is guiding all of this. And I just want to listen to what Johnson has to say here. And just remember, he's just calming us all down. Let's listen how quietly he describes this. Let's listen.
Secretary Hegseth said that active duty Marines there at Camp Pendleton, there by San Diego, are on high alert and could be mobilized. Could we really see active duty Marines on the streets of Los Angeles?
You know, one of our core principles is maintaining peace through strength. We do that on foreign affairs and domestic affairs as well. I don't think that's heavy-handed. I think that's an important signal.
You don't think sending Marines into the streets of an American city is heavy-handed?
We have to be prepared to do what is necessary, and I think the notice that might happen might have the deterrent effect.
I think so. Deterrent effect. That's what it'll have, you know. Won't be dangerous or anything like that. People won't get killed. It's just a, you know, deterrent. All right. Well, that's nice to know. You know, we've covered this, and I was just, I got to say this. I was really, really, really nervous all day yesterday.
Right.
And the problem I have with all of this is that it's catching on across the country now, and the protests are really taking off. Mm-hmm. And people are really fearful in their own cities because there are troops in their cities. They're going into schools, taking children out now. Taking children out. The problem here is the fear level is super high.
Right.
And I just don't know what kind of effect it's going to have on the population. Like my sons, Gen Zers, they're really angry about this. I mean, this is something that is just right off the Richter scales for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of their position on all of this. But I think, you know, everybody as a parent of these Gen Zers or millennials, we're watching something that could affect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They could be participants in these protests because they might want to take some action themselves.
Right.
I don't want to see them injured in any of these events. Mm-hmm. This is a wholly created event by Trump. And for them to be injured or to lose their life protecting democracy in this country for some orange idiot that mm-hmm. is that pictures himself a king is really unsettling for me, and I'm sure it's unsettling for all of the parents out there who are thinking about their children who might be very politically active and be in a dangerous situation. And we don't want to see that happen. You know, we went through it in the 60s.
Right.
We saw this happening. It was dangerous at the time, and a lot of people lost their lives mm-hmm. in the streets.
Yes.
On the campuses, you know, with the National Guard shooting to
Kent State.
Yeah.
Yeah, four people died.
We don't want to see that happen again. It does not have to happen, but this guy is making it happen by adding all these National Guard troops and now the Marines from Camp Pendleton. This is way out of hand, and I feel very sorry for all of the parents out there who are in the same position I am, worrying about our kids being hurt by any of these events.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, we've got Matt on the line here, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. Matt, good morning. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, guys. You know, I went camping over the weekend. I got away from the phone, the news. We're driving back to town. I asked my girlfriend, well, we're going to get on the news soon. What do you think happened while we were gone?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I get on the news this morning. Yeah, I saw the video of the woman that was reporting and the
Australian reporter.
The,
yeah.
armor and all that, all decked out in his make-believe Marine gear.
Yeah.
And he just aims right at her, shoots her. Yeah. No reason, really. He wasn't even that crowded around them. They weren't threatened at all. He just kind of did it for fun.
Well, that's right.
And she was looking the other way. I mean,
we're seeing that a lot.
He shot her from behind.
Yeah. All of these troopers are in a line. They're just waiting. Yeah. There's no one really in front of them. There's no one intimidating. There's no crowd rushing at them or anything like that. They're just standing there. And this guy just, raises up his rifle and shoots that that rubber bullet at him.
Yep. Female reporter.
So my comment, though, is this. Like, I wish people would just stop telling themselves. Because even people who know better, historians, professors, people on these podcasts, journalists, so many people, even myself sometimes, I have to catch myself because we do this natural withdrawal consciously where we don't want to face the actual real thing that could happen, but the real historically, possible awful event, which Trump could do and is going to do, but we tell ourselves, well, it won't get that bad. Oh, he won't do that.
Yeah.
We need to really stop doing that because we need to be realistic about how to fight this nonsense, this fascism.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And how do we do that?
That's the question.
Well, we haven't had an experience like this.
Well, we need to keep the protests peaceful as possible. And, they keep trying to ramp it up and try to make something happen, but they got to stay
peaceful. But the other thing is, how do we know these ICE people aren't just Proud Boys, people that he let go, his little brown shirt,
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, thank you for that comment.
All right, Matt,
608-879-8255. You can call us or text us with the Civic Media app as well. And you can do that. Download the app and go to the WMDX site. Hit the text button. Gets right into our studio here.
You know, my son, we were looking at maybe getting some passports put together because we're going to run.
Just in case.
We're leaving the country. First chance.
Yeah. No, Canada's beautiful this time of year, by the way.
Fires. We've been trying to put these things together for the last 2 years.
Just in case.
Well, my son went to Amsterdam. He got a passport. And I'm thinking, well, we should have had that. And that was about 3 or 4 years ago. So we've been trying to think about maybe getting our passports eventually.
Yeah.
And he got his new driver's license.
Oh.
And they have a different kind of driver's license. He had a kind of a vertical driver's license. They give him a new one. Hmm. And they always change them just a little bit. But the new driver's license, you know how they used to have a picture of us, our face, on a clear background?
Right.
All right, well, they've changed that.
Yeah.
Now, it's like the old days on on the back of a box of cereal where they have a picture, a double picture.
Yeah. Yeah, like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I know. It is kind of cool.
When did you get that?
Not too long ago.
All right.
Yeah. Got an updated driver's license.
So you move it
a little bit, it changes from the face to your birthday.
It does.
Something like that. Yeah.
That is so cool.
I know.
I'm just amazed by that.
I know. It's got all kinds of security things.
I just wanted to get out of a box of cereal and have one. But it's really cool. But the passports, it's an issue. I'm trying to get one of those. Man, along the way,
You said it's been taking you 2 years?
Four years, actually. Thinking about it.
Yeah, thinking about it. The process isn't that long. I mean, you can get it in a few weeks, a couple of weeks.
No, about a couple months, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was thinking about the Canadians who come to this country. They very close, they're right at the border. They come across and do a little shopping and go back to their country, and they're having problems with that, with checkpoints by the U.S. trying to make it hard for Canadians. I don't know why we're doing this, but could we just, let's play this television coverage of this event here.
Okay.
Cut
101. This is the American crossing coming from America into Canada. A little bit of a slow go, and they're doing an extra special search for you.
An unexpected U.S. checkpoint for travelers heading into B.C. at the Peace Arch border on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It was like, oh, did we make a mistake? like something's going on, very concerned.
Leslie, who wishes to remain anonymous because she's scared she could be red flagged, says Friday morning she crossed the border with her husband to grab some lunch and groceries. On their way back, traffic came to a halt a couple hundred meters south of the Canada border.
I don't want to call it a blockade, but where they were stopping people. And I held up our Nexus cards and the U.S. Customs agent waved us through. But as I passed, because our windows are down, he said, let's stop and check the next one.
They watched others undergo a thorough search, with officers opening their car doors and searching through their vehicles and trunks.
Just felt very, very uncomfortable.
Others we spoke to say they waited nearly 2 hours to get through before reaching Canadian officials. Immigration lawyer Len Saunders says random checks for illegal aliens or contraband happen from time to time, but he says he's never seen anything like this.
Wow. Yeah. Backed up.
Never
the border.
Seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. Now, here we had a couple of texts here. Troy from Mount Horeb said, I heard the sarcasm in your voice when you were saying calming voice. I thought you were talking about CJ, who never calls here. He's a very calming voice. He always says he has the rest of the story, but we have never gotten that yet.
We haven't heard from him.
And
lately.
Lynn out in Golden Valley, thank you.
Know.
Passport to just do it. I know.
6:48 coming up next. We'll talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. They've got a few pets up for adoption. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Now, I'm really not too sure where Gordy got his weather credentials, and I know that John has a deep fear of dew points. But don't let any of that stop you from voting for John and Gordy for the best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I seriously like these guys, and I predict they're going to be winners. This message and this forecast is not endorsed by the National Weather Service. Now go vote.
But she's always right, so.
Yes. She's always very accurate. Thank you, Brittany, for that.
All right.
6:53, time for us to welcome in Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great. So tell us what you who do you have for us today
to adopt
that are up for adoption?
That's right.
So I have a few friends. One of them is Morty.
Morty.
He's a hound dog.
Oh, yes. Look at Morty.
Oh.
He's a hound mix. He's about 61 pounds. He's an adult. Mm-hmm. He came to us in late May because his family has been facing some health issues and couldn't care for him anymore. He can be shy at times, but overall, he's super friendly, loves to lean in for pets. And being that he's a hound, he likes to use his nose and smell things around. So he loves to explore, especially outside, and roll around in the grass, going for walks and hikes. Mm-hmm. I've been told that he is an excellent leash walker. In fact, one volunteer called him the perfect walker.
Wow, that's high praise.
He's
really
a cutie.
Well.
Yeah.
He is so cute. He's such a sweet boy. I love him.
Yeah.
He has met a few dogs at the shelter, and he doesn't mind them, but he doesn't like it when they get too much in his face. He'd rather be around a calm dog that he could just be like, okay, let's coexist. You do your thing. I'll do mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but he does like people a lot. Yeah. So.
That's Morty, an adult hound
That's
mix.
Morty.
Okay. How old is Morty again, do you think?
All we know is that he's an adult.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Very good. Wow. Now you have, next one up is a kitty cat here, right? Let's see.
Yes.
We have a picture.
Emma.
Oh, Emma. 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 10 years old. Brown tabby. She was surrendered to us in mid-May because her family also was going through health issues.
Oh, boy.
She was so shy when she came, so we put her into an office so she could hopefully socialize and staff could help her come out of her shell. And after a little bit in that type of setting, she did come out, and she's super friendly. She loves coming up and asking for pets. She gives so, like, she's a motorboat. She purrs so much. It's so cute. She flops on the ground and wants you to rub her belly and everything. She does know her name, so when you're like, Emma, come here, she's running towards you.
Right, that's nice. Yeah.
She has, her staff, her office mates have told me that she has the cutest little meow because it comes out as a little squeak.
A squeaky meow. All right.
Squeaky meow.
All right. Very
they
cute.
They also think that she would be a lap cat, except she's currently 21 pounds, so she's struggling to jump up onto their laps.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking for someone who's going to help her, who's going to work with a vet and help her lose some weight. But she's so sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet. And if you want to see these pets, you know, we're actually showing them on screen right now. So if you're watching and driving into work,
on Facebook or YouTube,
check it out. There.
And okay, so that's Emma, and now you have one more up for adoption here. Who do we have here?
I have a rhino.
Rhino? Wait a minute. Wow. A rhinoceros?
Oh,
has made its way to the Dane County Humane Society.
I think he is a rhino.
he is.
It's a big
and
dog.
He's got rhino style love. It's rhino size. Rhino is a 5-year-old brindle colored King Corso mix. A King Corso is a type of mastiff, so very big dog. But he's actually small for being a King Corso mix because he's nearly 100 pounds. They tend to get well over 100.
Wow.
And since he's an adult, he's done grown. So, but he is such a gentle giant. He came to us at the end of May. He loves to play fetch with toys and get snuggles and pets and lay close to you. He walks well on leash. He also knows sit, stay, stop, and lay down. He's just looking for a buddy to chill with and hang out, go for walks, and maybe snuggle up on the sofa. He is in a different... We needed a bigger room for him.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it's not open to the public, so you do have to ask about him in our adoption center.
Okay.
But he's such a smuggled butt baby. We love him.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, if people are interested in Rhino or Emma or Morty, how do they do that? They can visit the Humane Society. What are your hours there?
So today on Tuesdays, we open at 2 p.m. and we're open until 7.
Mm-hmm.
We are closed on Wednesdays. But then Thursdays, we open again at noon to 7.
Okay. And website? People want to find out more information?
GiveShelter.org/adopt.
And you've got a big sale going on.
Yes. Let's talk about the critters sale.
I was going to say it's a big sale for some little guys.
Yeah.
So our critters, like guinea pigs, rabbits, if we have any birds, their adoption fee has been reduced to 50%. By 50%, and that is through Sunday.
Very good. Lisa, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, as always.
Yes.
Thank you.
And good luck. We'll hopefully find new homes for those pets.
Tugging at our heartstrings.
Yes,
man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful pets.
It's 6:59. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things, though, have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Coming back.
Palantir is coming up.
Oh, boy. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.